The foolish man conceives the idea of self. The wise man sees there is no ground on which to build the idea of self. Thus, he has a right conception of the world and well concludes that all compounds amassed by sorrow will be dissolved again, but the truth will remain. That is a quote by Buddha. G'day, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Hidden Why podcast. Lee Manuzzi here, episode 378. I am known as the Hidden Why Guy, here to inspire you to live your life with greater passion and purpose, and to assist you to discover your why so you can navigate your life towards more freedom, fulfillment, and happiness. Every week, guys, I review a book that I've read that I think is inspiring, that it's insightful, that will offer you some value as well. Today's book is a book by Jamie Wheel and Stephen Kotler called Stealing Fire: How Silicon Valley, the Navy SEALs, and Maverick Scientists are Revolutionizing the Way We Live and Work. It's a really cool book about ecstasy, the state of higher consciousness that allows us to live happier lives, richer lives, more productive lives. It's so insightful, so entertaining. I think you'll get a lot of value from it. Guys, if you love this book, you can head over to thehiddenwhy.com. I've got an Amazon link there for the book, so you can purchase the book through that link. It helps support the show and greatly appreciated here at The Hidden Why. I've also got a deal with Audible, so if you like to listen to books, there is a deal there for new members to sign up, get two free books for a 30-day free trial. What a great deal. So check that out at thehiddenwhy.com. Other than that, guys, if you do love the show, you can always leave us a review at iTunes. So it's a 1 to 5 star review and a brief comment. You can also share it with your network, so on your favorite social media platform, whether that be Facebook, Twitter, Google+, whatever you use. Share it out with your network. Share the love. That would be muchly appreciated. Other than that, guys, I hope you enjoyed this show. I hope you get some value from it, and we will chat at the other end. Thanks for tuning in, and enjoy your day. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to my book reflection. Today, I've got a cracker of a book to bring you. It is by Stephen Kotler and Jamie Wheel. Stealing Fire: How Silicon Valley, the Navy SEALs, and Maverick Scientists are Revolutionizing the Way We Live and Work. It's a fantastic read, guys. If you enjoy this review, make sure you head over to thehiddenwhy.com and pick up yourself a copy using the Amazon links there. That helps support the show, and it gives you a great book to read as well. So, guys, this is a very fascinating read. It's about the art and science behind humans' chase for creating higher levels of consciousness, not only to achieve more, but to live richer lives in all aspects of our lives. Ecstasy is what they're talking about here, and ecstasy is a word that's taken from the Greeks. It is defined as the act of stepping beyond oneself. It is the state of consciousness above what is normal in daily life that allows us to move into a state of flow, or more easily move into these states of flow. A state that is characterized by selflessness, timelessness, effortlessness, and information richness, S-T-E-R. And they describe that very well in the book, which is really insightful and fascinating. In this book, the authors Stephen Kotler and Jamie Wheel expose the principles behind ecstasy and the practices and techniques people are using to reach such states. They explore the realms of ecstasy via the methods that people have been using for eons to reach these accelerated states of consciousness, and also some of the more modern techniques that people are starting to use. It is their belief and research that with the information available to us today, we are now all much more able to move into these flow states more rapidly and with greater ease than ever before. So what is a state of flow? We can likely all relate to a time when we have felt removed from the self. And when I talk about the self, it's that inside sort of voice that limits us. It tells us, it directs us. It exists there in our minds only, but other than that, it doesn't really exist. I think it's important to connect with the self, but I also think it's important to differentiate between the realness of the self and the falseness of the self as well, because it is a conjuring of the mind, in essence. A consciousness in which the self disappears is what, you know, a state of flow is all about. So you move beyond that inner voice, and it allows you then to get more focused really on what you're doing. There's some great benefits that come from that. You can probably think about a time where you've in the past done something that just lights you up so fully, you get so passionate and involved with it, that hours just pass by and suddenly you go, well, where have the hours gone? I remember playing video games. That used to happen quite often. You might still relate to that. But there's many other things that I do, like writing, for example, now, where I can just write and time passes. And I sort of lose all connection with that self that's there, because I'm just so focused and in the zone. That selflessness and that without, well, timelessness is also sort of vaporized, I guess. And as far as effortlessness goes, when you're really that focused and when you don't have those distractions, I think things just become easier as well. Now, there's a part to effortlessness that matters. And to get into a state of flow, you certainly need to have competence. So if you need to have confidence by the experience in what you're doing, you can't just go into it and expect to achieve flow if you don't really know what you're doing, if you're anxious, if you're stressed, if you're unsure. So that's another important element of getting into flow. But flow is a really cool state to get more productivity happening. And it also seems to be related to our happiness as well. When we're in flow, we just feel happier. And I think you can get into flow in life when you just, really connect more presently with each moment and become more focused and present in each moment. I think you can get into this flow of life that makes life just happier. And I can certainly relate to that in just meditating and having a really healthy diet and exercise system and doing the things that I enjoy and love. I think that helps put me in a flow state. Now, it's not quite the flow state that we're talking about here as far as, being so absorbed in that one task, but certainly it does relate. I believe there is a connection. In a state of flow, we are able to achieve greater levels of happiness, satisfaction, and productivity. We are able to lead richer lives. The potential for what we can achieve in these states are tenfold. And that is so true, because you just think about it. If you're trying to do a task and you've got 10,000 distractions and things going on, your thoughts as well, external distractions, demands, requests, how much more can you get done without all that noise? A lot more. And that's what happens in the state of flow. The effectiveness of what we can do is tenfold. They not only dramatically impact and improve our lives, but they also can benefit all those around us. And that's just when you are happier, when you're more efficient, more effective in what you do, that flows on. That flows on to everyone else. So there is certainly a great reason why we can, chase this state of flow. Not only for the self or, for selfish reasons, but for all those around us as well. So why? Why is this desire for state of ecstasy so passionately pursued? Well, number one, I believe because people want to be happier, but also people want to, be able to believe and desire to be able to live beyond what is possible or what we think is possible. So to have those dreams where we can bring them not only in an enjoyable way, but we can bring them to fruition, we can bring them into reality. The consciousness for most of us is attached to this self that I've mentioned. And it is really sometimes the obstacle that stands in our way. It really is what is common to our suffering and discontent. If we can move beyond that self, if we can find the disconnect or find the understanding of what the self is and where it has come from and what it's how it affects us, perhaps then we can move beyond it, and what is possible and what is our limitless potential may be more fulfilled. And that can certainly lead to a greater level of happiness and meaning in life as well. The authors share many cool insights in this book. I think it's just a very entertaining read. Again, the first few chapters just had me hooked because it was just so fascinating. I mean, they talk about practices of Navy SEALs and, how they cooperate together in their groups, and their minds seem to collect into a united mass, and it just makes them sort of very operational, almost undefeatable in what they do. And they just click with each other without communication, without talking necessarily. Their minds seem to connect as one, which is really fascinating. They share a lot of great insights into that. They also talk about, the Burning Man festivals, and the folks that attend those and the reasons why they attend those. And really they attend them for greater creativity and heightened understanding of how best to live life. That's just a couple of examples of the insightful areas where ecstasy is pursued and how it can benefit us greatly, whether that be in the operations of war, trying to build your creativity or generate more creativity in life. They address many of the techniques that can be used to reach these higher states. So they talk about all the different techniques from, you know, psychedelics, drugs, to psychology, meditation, mindfulness, to modern technology and how technology is having influence on us as well. They also address the limitations and pitfalls of ecstasy and reaching this state. I wasn't really sure what to expect from this book. I went into it like, you know, when you go into a good movie without knowing what it's about. And I came out just really enjoying it. So I think it's a great book to pick up and have a read yourself. Certainly, you know, just read through those first few chapters. There's some areas where I feel that it probably drags out a little bit. But, you know, really, there was a lot of great insight in each of the pages I found. So, you know, take it for what you can. But if you just pick up and read the first few chapters, I'm sure you'll get a lot of value just from that. And some really great learnings and understandings about this higher state of consciousness and how we might be able to pursue that. So it did give me inspiration. It gave me a lot of insight into, you know, why it's important to pursue this higher state and try and get into flow. It certainly inspired me to continue with my mindfulness practice, the meditation, because that is certainly one area where you can sort of move beyond that self and be more present in the moment and just help you focus your attention more on what you're doing. And that certainly had great benefits in my life. I don't know if there's too many practical takeaways from this book. You have to sort of decipher them yourself. I think it's more insightful and informational rather than practical sort of use to your life. But with that information, you can then go about, you know, perhaps just experimenting and playing around with it. Now, there's certainly some dangers of experimenting with some of the ways that they go about, you know, creating these states of ecstasy, but certainly there are some very cool ways and, you know, even inspired me to one day attend a Burning Man event. I think it would just be amazing. And I never really had interest in it, but just to see that level of consciousness and just the masses of people cooperating and being sort of as one, it inspires me. I love human behavior. So that'd be something worth seeing. So guys, I hope you can get some value from this book. Many great insights. Check it out, Stealing Fire by Stephen Kotler and Jamie Will. Again, the link is in the show notes at thehiddenwhy.com. You can pick up a book simply just by going to that link, pressing the link, and it'll take you to the desirable page on Amazon so you can purchase that book. Guys, through that link, you can purchase all your Amazon purchases to help support the show here at The Hidden Why. So if you're a fan of the show, if you like coming back here and tuning in, if you're getting some value from it, that's just one way you can you know, support the show, and I do really appreciate that. Other than that, guys, I hope you enjoy your day. You know what to do. You need to go out there and breathe more passion into every single moment. You need to do everything with greater purpose, and in doing so, you will discover your hidden why. This is The Hidden Why. My name is Lee Martinuzzi, and until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. See you soon. Guys, I hope you've enjoyed today's show. Please reach out to me if you have any questions, thoughts, or feedback for the show as well. I would love to hear from you. Guys, this show is sponsored by MotionWrapped.com. If you have a brand, a business, product, event, or creative independent work that you want to promote, but you have a tight budget to do it, then MotionWrapped.com might be your solution. MotionWrapped specializes in video and motion graphics, graphic design, social marketing for independent creatives and entrepreneurs. They can cover all your product or brand's foundational needs, whether it be a logo design, a complete brand identity, the promotion of a product or event, images and videos for social media, or promotional assets via print and video. And best of all, they strategically tailor the development process to suit your budget and to suit your needs. Just because something is cheap and simple doesn't mean it still can't have great effect. And that's certainly the work that MotionWrapped does. If you'd like more information on developing an effective promotional marketing strategy for your startup or independent creative work, visit www.motionwrapped.com and discuss what can be done. That's www.motionwrapped.com. We are also sponsored by Global Office Assistance, a great outsourcing solution. So if you're, again, an entrepreneur, a creative, independent, looking to free up some of your time and outsource or delegate out a lot of those admin tasks, those systems and processes you have in place that just chew up a lot of your time that you don't necessarily need to be doing, virtual assistants are a great way to do that. I've just written a book about this, as well called Delegate to Freedom. So if you're interested, I'm happy to send you a copy for free. Just email me at thehiddenwhyguy@gmail.com. But more importantly, if you're interested or have thought about hiring someone to help you in your business, virtual assistants are a very affordable way to do that. Our team is based in the Philippines, so you can get a great assistant for a very affordable price, and their work quality is just as good as anyone else that you could otherwise hire. So check it out, globaloffice assistance.com. That's www.globaloffice assistance.com. You can set up a time to consult with them and they can discuss your needs further and see if it's a fit for you. Guys, that's it from me here at The Hidden Why. I hope you enjoy your day. I hope you enjoy your week. And until next time, peace, passion, and purpose. We'll see you soon.